Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, successful business people, there are so many books. You can go to Amazon and you can look at books about why, how you can be a successful business person. And it does have to do with skill, understanding the marketplace, understanding what direction you want to go in. It has to do with prospecting and selling. And there's so many components to this that we could spend years talking about it and never doing anything. All we would do is talk about how to be successful. But what do successful business people really do? Who are they? Are they the PhDs of the business world? Do they have advanced degrees? Well, advanced degrees are a good thing. But generally speaking, people in the entrepreneurial family-type businesses who are very, very successful are just normal people. They're people that do have an education. Some of them don't even have an education, but yet they've been able to prevail. They've been able to make money. They've been able to make their mark on the business world. And why is that? Well, because they understand what they really need to do. It's not just a matter of showing up. It's a matter of being introspective and thinking about what really needs to be done. It's about sitting down and asking the question, not just saying, we need more business. We need to improve our bottom line. Well, what does that mean? That means nothing. That's what you need to do, but that's not how you need to get there. Successful business people sit down and they think about it. They study every part of their business. They say, where is the disconnect? They're able to take their minds and they're able to reach out and understand the customer. What does the customer need and want? They're able to understand their employees, their sales force. How do I talk to my sales force in a different way? How do I get them to understand? They're able to talk to their support staff, their hourly people, their shipping people, their truck drivers. They ask the next question. They just don't pose the problem. People will often pose the problem. I need better delivery times. Well, okay. But what does it take to get better delivery times? Do we need to modernize our fleet of trucks? Do we need to have a better scheduling system? Do we need to have a better system in the warehouse that pulls the item that gets loaded on the trucks? What does it really take? I need to sell more products. Well, why aren't we? Oh, don't we have the products that our competition has? Because unless you have some unique product today, there is competition everywhere. Is it a matter of our pricing? Is it a matter of our sales force? Is it a matter of our presentation on the website? You see, they just start to go down the list, and everything they think of creates new ideas, and they ask another question and another question and another question until they get to the idea and the light bulb goes off and they go, aha, there is what we need to do. And it might not be one thing. It might be several things they need to do, because they now totally understand the problem. Now, people throw examples up all the time. They go, a little more than 100 years ago in Kitty Hawk, the Wright brothers flew a plane 100 and some feet. Well, from that and opening up the world and the thought of flight to what we have today with the Boeing 787 that can go halfway around the world, not refueled, which is a much more comfortable plane to fly in. How did that happen? Because somebody came up with the idea, and the Wright brothers thought about how to do it, but throughout the ages, people took that thought and they thought even more. They posed the problem and they thought about it. I remember as a child hearing about Echo One. Echo One was a communication satellite that Westinghouse had developed, and what it was a 100-foot balloon, a Mylar balloon. And what they did is they shot a signal not communication, just a signal, and they bounced it off of the balloon to another place that received the signal. And this was like a big deal. And all it was a signal bounced off of a balloon. But when that opened up, when someone thought, we can do this, the communication satellites today are incredibly sophisticated. They carry a lot of our phone traffic. They carry a lot of our internet traffic. They carry a lot of our traffic overseas where everything used to have to go through an underground cable under the ocean. And that they still have the underground cable. But if you're going to call Hawaii, you might notice a little tiny delay because it's going through the satellite. Once somebody thinks of something, once someone states the problem, then you can explore and you can ask the next question and the next question and the next question till you get to where you want to be. Most business people show up and do stuff. They spend very little time thinking. They spend very little time opening up their mind. But if you look at the ones that are very successful, the ones that are wealthy, the ones that are living the lifestyle that you'd like to live, those are the people who do things differently. They can think about it. They can see the vision in front of them. They can lay out the map of success and know what needs to be done, and then they do it. And then once they do it and once they make it happen, you're going to find other people copying them. And then what do? Well, they're not going to stop. They created the idea. They're going to go further. They're going to ask the next question, and they're going to make it even better. It's about the marketplace, it's about the product, it's about the pricing, but what it is about is you, the CEO, president, or business owner. Do you have the capability of sitting down and focusing, getting quiet, and really thinking about what you need to do in any particular area or subject that needs improved upon? If you do, success is yours. And if you aren't doing it, well, today is the day to start clearing your time away, not taking phone calls, going to a quiet place, and sitting there saying, what's next? Define the problem, and then really get into the solution. And do it day after day after day. And once you see the light, once you see how it's done, it's quite easy to do it. It's not a problem. But sitting down and focusing, that's the part that most people miss. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.